You know, I work hard all day to provide for my kids, and they just aren't impressed. Yesterday, my youngest said I was getting off easy compared to a giant water bug.
Don, do you know anything about giant water bugs?
Not really.
Well, as part of the mating process, the female latches on to the male water bug and cements as many as 150 eggs to his back. Then she leaves.
So it's the same old story. Male bug meets female bug. Female bug leaves male bug.
And the plot thickens. For the next month, the male is responsible for schlepping the eggs around. And these aren't low-maintenance eggs. While in the water, the male keeps the eggs aerated by doing deep knee bends to keep the water flowing. Plus, he also has to spend time sunning himself at the water's edge to ward off parasites. After 3 weeks, the eggs triple in size. At this point, the intensely cannibalistic male stops eating. Otherwise, he'd end up eating his offspring as they hatch. Is that dedication or what?
I guess.
And you know, the male water bug isn't the only father in nature who stops eating for the sake of his offspring. The male emperor penguin stays inland and away from food while incubating his mate's egg over the long Arctic winter. He basically lives off his fat reserves until his offspring hatch. So, Don, you should just be thankful you're a member of a species whose males get to eat every day.
I'm also thankful that I don't eat my offspring.
Now, that's something the kids should be thankful about.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.